Hare Krishna. Today's our last day here in Shridhar Mayapur, and tomorrow we're on our way early in the morning, 4 a.m. We're heading off to Delhi, which means that we'll be traveling, well, most of the day, leave early in the morning and get there in the afternoon. And tomorrow is Ram Navami, which I didn't plan very well when I bought these tickets. Somehow or another, I was under the impression that Ram Navami would be worshipped or observed at a different time here in India than it was in Hungary, but no. For a change, it's at the same time. So, we can actually go take darshan tomorrow evening of Lord Ramachandra. And although we're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we're not Ram Bhaktas, but still we're, of course, followers of Lord Ramachandra in the sense that he's no different than Krishna. A very favored incarnation of Krishna. It's an interesting statement of Krishna. And also, of course, Lord Ramachandra is very favorably disposed towards devotees of Lord Krishna. He gives them blessings, benediction to come close to the Lord. Example of that is the sages at Dandakaranya, who were all worshippers of Gopal. And Lord Ramachandra gave them the blessing and elevated them to a high devotional status so that they could take birth as gopis in their next life. So we approach Lord Ramachandra with that mood, prayerful mood. Please allow us to engage in devotional service to Lord Krishna, perfect our devotion to him. And Lord Ramachandra is also known as Maryadam Purushottama. He is the emblem of perfectly following the religious principles and the principles of devotion, so we get lots of spiritual strength from his blessings by being good followers of the rules that we're meant to follow. Being faithful, engaging in our sadhana with real determination, having being attentive in chanting and hearing. So all of these things will happen by the grace of Lord Ramachandra, and therefore we should pray accordingly. And by Lord Ramachandra's grace, then we can become successful in both our practice and our perfection. And then, in a couple of days, we'll be going to Dubai. And from Dubai, after a week, we'll go to Hungary. Haven't been there almost in 3 months, so it's been a long time. And originally, I was going to go to Budapest, and then from the airport to go to the temple, and then from there I would go to, we have a leaders, 3 days leaders meeting, and then I also have a trip to Istanbul scheduled, and I was going to go in the beginning of May to New Brajadan. For quite a long time, for a month, more than a month, I think 5 weeks. But it's been such a long time, and it's Easter weekend anyway. Easter Sunday and then Monday, so what better way of observing Easter than seeing Radhe Shyam? So that's what we'll do. We'll go there, and stay there for overnight, and for the next day come back to Budapest and continue on, and that way have the blessings of Radha Shyam Sundar. And we'll try to keep in touch tomorrow, although time-wise it may just not work. Anyway, let's see what Lord Ramachandra has in store. Jai Sri Ram.